Is it recirculating? And that's why you're having those symptoms. So seeing this, we can incorporate nutrition, lifestyle habits, and then lastly, supplement based on food. So I don't do any like hormone replacement, no prescriptions, anything like that. Everything is food-based, nutrition, lifestyle habits to help.
Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you for joining us this week. I have a question for you. Do you ever start a program, such as maybe it's a new diet or a workout routine, and by week two, you realize, oh boy, this is just not working out. You don't want to do it, and it's not realistic to your lifestyle. Well, I have a solution. What a better way to keep healthy habits consistent than to work with our guest, certified personal trainer and registered dietitian, Lacey Lyons. She provides personalized nutrition counseling services and her own workout app for you to get in a quick workout right at home. I was reading what people are saying after her workouts, and it made me want to join her app. Reviews like, love having workouts that are less than 30 minutes for busy days, quick workouts with a great burn, and 25 minutes and arms and shoulders are on fire. Lacey also talks about different types of testing and simple steps to better understand overall health regarding hormones, antioxidant levels, and how to adapt new healthy habits through food, movement, and mindset. Lacey shares exciting news by teaming up with her other healthcare professionals and expanding the practice to a virtual clinic. A team of healthcare professionals to educate women on nutrition, fitness, mental health, occupational therapy, and provide education, encouragement, and accountability for women, especially those women pre and post pregnancy. Join us for this conversation. Lacey, it is so great to have you here with us. Will you introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are and what you do?
Yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Lacey. I always laugh at this question because it's like, oh, that's so easy. And then you start talking, and you're like, okay, like, what do I say? But a little bit about me. I am a registered dietitian. I live in Central Illinois, born and raised here. With my husband, and then we have three pups. They are all huskies, so if you see me on social media, it's a furry family around here. I love them so much. I'm the crazy dog lady in the neighborhood. And I own Authentic Health Nutrition. I do women's wellness. So some services and how I help women are, you know, nutrition consultations. So if you just have a quick question or maybe a recent diagnosis, you know, an IBS, PCOS, things like that, we can jump on a quick call. I also do one-on-one nutrition coaching, so a little bit more, you know, that weekly accountability, more program to you specifically. I have a fitness app, so if you are interested in getting into, you know, fitness, not really, you know, knowing where to start, it's an all-at-home, so you just need dumbbells and a few bands, and that is it. So no major equipment, and new workouts are posted every single week. I also do hormone testing, so it's the Dutch hormone test. And I love this. I love blood work. And if you have blood work, I would love to see that too. But the Dutch specifically is dried urine. So we're able to see the metabolites of your hormones. So I can see specifically where each hormone's going. Are we recirculating it? Is your body holding on to testosterone in a more androgenic way? And maybe that's why you're having some of those symptoms. So it's just a super detailed hormone test. And then we talk through nutrition, lifestyle, habits and protocols that we can help with that. And in addition to all of that, I'm working with two other providers. So Kelly is a mental health therapist specialized in, you know, women's mental health. So she works a lot with postpartum, and she even does like children's groups. So we're bringing that in. And then Jamila is an OT, and she specializes in all things pelvic floor. So trying to conceive during pregnancy, postpartum. She is absolutely fantastic. So us three are coming together and building the Authentic Health Women's Virtual Wellness Clinic. So, I mean, we've each had, you know, our own clientele, and, you know, I'll be talking to someone and be like, oh, I think you really should speak to someone, you know, about postpartum, you know, mental health or postpartum, you know, pelvic floor or something. So now it's going to be a one-stop, a closed group, a whole virtual wellness portal, basically, virtual clinic for you to have support from multiple different providers and support women along the way.
Wow. Big, exciting news coming along for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. What made you turn in that direction to have additional resources or other professionals within your practice?
Absolutely. My personality, I love community. I love connection. And my practice is all virtual as well, which I absolutely love that. But having other professionals to work with and just to bounce ideas off of. So like a little bit on the professional side, I'm lonely. Like I want to work with other women. So that's one thing. But honestly, I think it's just the need from the clients that we've talked about, that I've had, and just talking with Kelly. And then I met Jamila through social media, and we just all started talking, and we were like, oh, you're hearing that, you know, a female needs community, or, you know, this one. And if you think about it, even if you go into your primary care provider, whether it's an OB or family med or something, you may see them, and then there's really no continued support until possibly your next appointment. And then that appointment may only be 10 to 20 minutes. And so where are all those, you know, women needing just support, encouragement, or just resources that they can feel comfortable, you know, going to live calls, you know, asking questions? Whereas, you know, I of course post stuff on my Instagram, but it's not like someone's going to feel confident, you know, posting on that, you know, there's something they're struggling with, and then having that full communication. So just finding that there needs to be a way for women to, you know, have those, the educational resources, the support, and also a comfortable group to feel, you know, that confidence to share what's going on and to have that support. And then also another big thing was there are so many coaches out there. There are so many programs out there, but they are extremely expensive. So if you want to do that one-on-one, that relay accountability, yes, of course you can go through and do a program, but why isn't there a way to someone to have the resources, have the community, have all of that without spending hundreds of dollars on a one-on-one course? So putting all that together, and, you know, women are super powerful when they come together. So that's what we're doing.
I love hearing that. And also you said hundreds of dollars. It's thousands of dollars.
Thousands. Yes, it is. It's so much. And yeah, so that's kind of a big passion of mine, is I don't think someone should have to spend thousands of dollars just to, you know, get nutrition support or something like that.
And when you were talking about postpartum, it made me think of, you know, new moms out there. They have mm-hmm. a lot on their plate. And I don't know if you've heard the saying that says it takes a village to raise a kid. Mm-hmm. Well, it takes a community to keep a woman going, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why, you know, the goal is to build more healthcare providers, female healthcare providers into it. But we really started with us three, because throughout the month, you know, we're going to have live calls. And so Kelly's going to come on and have a big grouping call. And then I'm going to come on and talk about a nutrition topic. And then, so it's really just an overall wellness. And like you said, like, you know, I could work with a female postpartum, but then I could hear maybe some triggers that, like, you know, mental health, you know, needs a little bit, but where do I send her? Like, I want to make sure that I'm confident in, you know, sharing a provider with her. And again, does that mean she has to buy two whole courses from each of us and all of that? So we're like, let's just all come together and, you know, help each other out.
And people are busy. They want the one place stop and shop, because mm-hmm. you don't really want to have to do the research and keep on looking for other mm-hmm. providers, for sure.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. So yeah, that's why we're kind of bringing it all together.
And that will be available, you said, June 1st?
June 1st. Fantastic. Yes, June 1st. Super excited. Yes.
And when people come to you for nutrition services, what are some of their questions or things that they may have?
Mm-hmm. I am a very realistic dietitian. Like, I am not going to give you set macros that you have to hit. Like, and if you don't, you know, I'm not going to coach you anymore, like anything like that. So a lot of the women I work with are the busy moms, the busy college students, just starting out. So really we work on, okay, here's your schedule, like whether it's incredibly busy or whatever it is. And we work with what we have basically. And that's why I started that fitness app in that program, because not many people can get into a full equipment gym for an hour to 2 hours, which a lot of programs do that. So I'm like, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have any access to fitness. And so if you come to me and you're like, I only have two blocks of 30 minutes per week, great, let's work with that. So I think just main questions are like, you know, where do I start? And especially out there, there's so much information. Should you do intermittent? Should you be paleo? Should you do high fat, low fat? Like, there's so many things. And so getting to the root of the education is most important to me. And I want to provide the education so that when you're done with a program or done with our consult, you feel confident to go do it. So if I just handed out meal plans and never did that education, well, what if you go on vacation? Or what if that meal plan gets boring? Like, you haven't gotten the education and the knowledge to then continue healthy living. So that education piece is super important to me. So I think just main questions are like, you know, where do I start? Kind of new to this, want to reach health and wellness goals, but don't want to be on a strict or restrictive diet.
Yes. And when you do the hormone testing, what types mm-hmm. of things are you seeing in people? Because there's a lot of times we get our results back and they're like, nope, you're good. It's normal. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So let's talk about the Dutch first. So that is the main reason, what you just said is the main reason I became a Dutch provider. So many times women are, you know, done their blood panels and everything's good, but like horrible PMS symptoms, or they're missing a cycle, or they're not ovulating, or really bad acne, weight struggles, like all of those things. But no, your hormones are fine. Like, everything's fine. And I was just like, clearly something is missing. Like, something is off. A lot of what I see is estrogen dominance. And so long story short, there are multiple ways that our bodies can process estrogen, really holding on to it, symptom related, weight struggles, you know, the PMS symptoms, things like that. So seeing the Dutch, I can actually see where your body is pushing hormones, where it's holding on. Is it recirculating? And that's why you're having those symptoms. So seeing this, we can incorporate nutrition, lifestyle habits, and then lastly, supplement based on food. So I don't do any like hormone replacement, no prescriptions, anything like that. Everything is food-based, nutrition, lifestyle habits to help. Does that answer your question? I could ramble a lot.
What does the diet look like?
Yeah, it could be simple things. Like, I find this super fascinating. Mm-hmm. For example, in like your broccolis, leafy greens, things like that, there is a micronutrient called DIM, which DIM is used in balance supplements. So if you ever go on a shelf and see like hormone balancing, you know, yada, yada, most likely there's a DIM in it. So through food, we can incorporate more of these leafy greens, fibrous foods, things like that to help support that pathway. And then there are also certain foods that help your body not necessarily push from the other pathways, but not, you know, focus on that pathway as much. But the interesting thing is I don't want people to just go out there and be like, oh, you know, the DIM or the balance supplements is what I need. Because then if your overall estrogen is low, which the Dutch will show. So if your overall estrogen is low and we're pushing the low that you have out down that pathway, then you're going to have even lower poor estrogen symptoms. So do not just blanket statement, you know, balance supplements for everyone. Whereas doing it with food doesn't affect your overall estrogen. It just supports that healthy pathway. Whereas like a female who does have very high estrogen, because we do see that too, where a female truly just has very high estrogen. Something like a DIM could be beneficial because it is going to help her get that high estrogen down a little bit and then push it down that pathway that's super protective. So that's just one example.
So that leads me to think of that TikTok trend with the raw carrot salad, which I kind of just rolled my eyes yeah. to it, but I'm sure there's a tiny bit of truth in that you're talking about. Not mm-hmm. everybody has to eat raw carrots and no. turn orange.
No, there is absolutely a key component. Like I always say, every fruit and veggie is a different color because they have a different magical power. So getting as many fruits and veggies in your diet is absolutely fantastic. But yes, I mean, that is just one example where someone took something and completely ran with it. But yeah, I have seen that.
Oh, gosh. I once had another professional tell my clients to drink a quart of carrot juice. And they said, should I be doing that? And I'm like, I think you might turn a little orange. Like, really? You yeah. might if you do that.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So, yeah, don't believe everything you hear.
No, not yes. everything. As long as you have a good balanced diet. And I will say, I mean, it's tough. Like, I know I do not get enough fruits and veggies. Like, it's hard.
Right.
It's hard. But yeah, just having that base information and then the antioxidant scanner. So if you are around me, that is a physical test. So I have to actually put your hands on it. Yeah. And so that's really cool because it's more accurate than blood work and we're able to see oxidation levels in the body. So, you know, our cells are protected by those antioxidants. And so the lower your score is, the more oxidized your cell is and it's not protected by antioxidants. And we have some crazy research. So with that technology, I'm on a team of healthcare providers of all different backgrounds, optometrists, OBs, like everyone. It's a really cool panel. But we actually have really cool research, like breast cancer, for example. We're not diagnosing, we're not, you know, anything like that. But research shows women with a lower skin carotenoid score, which is what we're scanning for, have a higher risk of breast cancer and then a lower, you know, healing rate from it, basically. So as your skin carotenoid score increases, your risk and then the healing from breast cancer increased.
Wow. Again, just mm-hmm. getting back to all those powerful colors in your on mm-hmm. your dinner, on your plate.
Yep. And just outside of food too, like, I mean, absolutely food, as many fruits and veggies as possible, seriously. But then like, what are you putting on your skin? Your lotions, your makeup, the candles, the plug-ins, your detergent, all of that, you know, of course, do you smoke? Do you, you know, live in a city? All of that really affects the protection of ourselves.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Talk about your workout app a little bit too, because that's a great pairing and mm-hmm. combination with the nutrition aspect.
Yes. So it's a super easy app and it, you know, comes right on your phone and every week I upload new workouts. And so right now we're doing a summer challenge and all of the workouts are 30 minutes or less because I know summer need to. Schedules get crazy. It's beautiful outside. I'm not trying to spend an hour or two in the gym every day. It's just not going to happen. And then if you travel, you know, you don't have much equipment or, you know, access. So all of those workouts for the summer are going to be 30 minutes or less. And then you really just need some bands and possibly some dumbbells. But even if you don't have access to dumbbells, you absolutely can still do the workouts. And it's videos of me doing the workout. So you'll click on it and let's say it's a shoulder press, for example, you actually click on it and I'm, you know, doing it. And then I have a description of how to do it. So I plan your workouts for you. I'm right there with you, doing the workouts and, it's super, super affordable. It's $14.99 a month for, and you get access to not only me, but let's say you want to do yoga or something. You can just type in yoga and another instructor will come up. So I'm on a platform of instructors.
Oh, I love that. When you are helping someone and they seem like they're doing pretty good, what are some mm-hmm. hiccups that they may come to? Because I know it's all about, okay, yes, I know what to do. I just have to do mm-hmm. it. What are some roadblocks?
It's definitely the all or nothing thinking. Like that's where I feel like I talk through most. It's, you know, Monday through Friday, I'm super, super clean. I'm great. And then the weekend came and then, you know, I kind of let it all go. So just talking through that, I always love using the example. So let's say you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then let's say you throw in a snack. So that's four times a day you're eating times that 7 days. So you could be eating or snacking anywhere from 25 all the way up to like 35 or maybe even 40 times a week. So even if on a Saturday night you ordered pizza and then Sunday after church you went to brunch and, you know, whatever. In your mind, that may think that you completely derailed, but that's only two meals out of potentially 30 or 35 or, you know. And so when you actually look at it like that, it doesn't. And, you know, a pizza still has a carb, a fat, and a protein. Like those are only macronutrients. So whether you eat, you know, eggs and toast or a pizza, like it's still the same macronutrients. Some are, you know, more nutrient dense for our body. Some will help our muscle mass, but in, you know, overall it's okay. All foods can fit. So I think that's probably the number one thing that I talk with.
Right. On your Instagram page, you have a lot of great workouts and helpful information there. Someone could be intimidated by looking at your posts. What would you tell them?
Honestly, I'm just a big goofball, to be honest. And that is one thing that I really try. The post that I just posted, working out, I was deadlifting and I almost thought about recording it with dumbbells because I don't want someone to look at that and think, oh, I can't do that workout because I don't have a barbell. So I actually did record it all with dumbbells for my app. And so like when you go into my app, it won't be a barbell. Because that is a big thing. You look at these fitness people and, you know, I've been a fitness instructor. I cheered in college. I mean, so I've been in the fitness world for, oh gosh, I don't even know, probably 8 years at least. Okay. Like I'm 26 now. Yeah. I mean, I started it at like 17. So, wow. Oh gosh, that's almost 10 years. So yes, I would definitely consider myself, you know, a fitness person or, you know, whatever you want to call it. But I try to show up on my stories, like not, you know, as professional, makeup free, just like showing you in my sweatshirts. Like 95% of the time I'm in athletic wear, just lounging with my dog, just trying to, you know, get in movement when I can. So hopefully through like my stories and more talking, you can see that. But yeah, just if you can see on the post, I have some like fitness, some recipes, but then a lot of like travel and just fun. Because my whole entire life is not health at all. Like it's actually it's a big percentage, but I love to travel. I love to try new margaritas or like try new restaurants. Like I'm a big person about balance. So I do hope that people can see that through my pages.
Yes. And your name, Authentic Health, what does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm. This is actually a funny story. So I was in my master's program for dietetics, like in my internship, and I was sitting in statistics, which that was like literally my least favorite class ever. But now owning a business, I'm like, probably should have, you know, listened to the numbers a little bit more. But I was sitting there and I knew I didn't want to go into a hospital. And I absolutely understand that dietitians in hospitals are rock stars. Like y'all are absolutely amazing. Me personally, I just didn't feel lit up. When going, my passion is very much disease prevention. I love the training aspect. I just like being out, whether it's a gym or, you know, whatever. So I was sitting there and I knew I wanted to start somewhat of my own practice. And health, I decided to do health instead of just nutrition, which technically my legal name is Authentic Health Nutrition LLC. So it is nutrition. But mostly you'll just see the health because I don't believe health is just nutrition. It's, you know, what social media are you scrolling? Did you get out and get some sunshine? Do you have that balance? You know, all of those things. It's mental health, like all of that goes into play. So I knew I didn't want it just specific to nutrition. So that's why I chose health. And then Authentic came about because it was right when social media was blowing up and there was just so much information out there. And it was just, I didn't feel like it was super real or I was very overwhelmed. So in my little notes, I put, I want people to be able to trust me as a dietitian and know that when they come to me, they are getting 100%, you know, what's best for them, no hidden agendas, anything like that. And so that's where Authentic came from.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Clearing out the clutter. And that's what I say in this podcast, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any resources or anything you would like the audience to make note of?
I think just, I mean, you can always message me and just chat, because I think that's a big question I get is, I see you do a lot, but I'm not really sure, like, you know, how I can work with you, or should I work with you, all the things. So always, always, always reach out into a message, and you can even just say like, hey, these are some things I'm experiencing, whether it's weight, hormonal, you know, just wanting to get back into the gym, or just like, don't know where to start, you know, all of those things. We can definitely chat through, you know, if I am the right dietitian, because I will say some people have came to me, especially like I had someone come to me about like postmenopausal. I definitely know it, and I'm researching it, but I would not consider myself a menopausal focused dietitian. So I will refer you to someone. So I'm very upfront. If I don't think I'm the right dietitian for you, I will refer you out. But yeah, just say hi and see, you know, if I could help you in any way. Did that answer your question? What was the first question?
Yeah. Resources. I do see a resource here. You have a great nutrition guide. You can explain that.
Yes. So I created that kind of for those people that, you know, just want a baseline. So it goes over your macros. What are they? Where are they found? What do they do in our body? It goes through like how to build a grocery list, you know, how to, it goes over the intuitive eating principles. And it's a really good start. And I send that to everyone that I do a consult with. So if you ever sign up for a consult, you get the nutrition guide too.
Nice.
But yeah, it's on my website. It's a really great kind of just general nutrition information. It's a great place to start. And then I think the main resource will be the virtual clinic. There's just going to be so much in there. I'm going to post monthly meal plans. So not like specific, but like meal ideas, snacks, recipes, grocery lists, like that will be up every month. We're going to do live workouts in there. We're going to have like nutrition topics every week, and that's just my portal. You'll have access to the other, providers' portals too. So I definitely think that virtual clinic is going to be the biggest resource, most bang for the buck for sure.
Women in their 20s and 30s experiencing kind of the nuances as your body changes with, you know, whether it be having a baby or anything else in that area.
Absolutely. And I didn't know this because in my mind, postpartum is, you know, the few years after having a baby. But Jamila works with, I saw on her post the other day that she's working with someone that's 15 years post-pregnancy. So technically, postpartum is literally after having a child. Doesn't matter what age, for sure. So I thought that was really interesting.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm 10 years from my last child. So yeah, I would fall into that category. For sure.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Where can everyone connect and find you?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm probably most active on Instagram. So my personal Instagram is at Lacey_authentichealth. And then the women's wellness clinic is at Authentic Health Clinic. So all three of us providers will be on that one, and we'll share a bunch of posts and things like that. I'm trying to get into YouTube a little bit. I post all of my podcasts, so they are all recorded. And that's just Lacey Lyons. But my website is myauthentichealth.com. And that, you know, has all of the information, the workout app, the hormone testing, things like that. And there are a few different hormone tests. So if you go on my website, you'll see multiple. If you have any questions on which one is best for you, because there are different tests depending on symptoms and things like that, I can help walk you through that.
And then also mention your podcast as well.
Oh, yes. It's the Authentic Health podcast. And so you can find it on all platforms. And then we do the videos on YouTube. Even if it's just me, I'll record it and put it up there.
Great. And any other last takeaways before we close?
I don't think so. I just want to say thank you. And if you've ever thought about, you know, trying to heal some hormonal symptoms or just work on nutrition in general. Like, life is busy, but you know, your health is super important, and definitely talking to the mamas there, or if you're busy with work, it's very easy to put health on the back burner and, you know, other things have to get done. But I really, my whole goal is just to promote health and wellness in your current life. Like, it, I don't want it to feel like your life just turned upside down or you're on the super restrictive diet. My favorite comment from clients is, I feel like I should be doing more, or like, I don't really feel like I'm on, you know, a diet. And I'm like, that's the point. Right. I'm like, that's what we want, to build these habits into your life so that when we are quote unquote done, whether it's a consult or a program, you should just go into your day. Like, it shouldn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not on this program anymore. It should just be the next day and the next day. So
that's right.
Yeah, I think that's most of it.
Oh, I loved hearing everything about it. I can't wait to see all the new ideas and programs with your new clinic. Mm-hmm. It's so exciting to hear you. And thank you so much for sharing all your expertise here on the podcast.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate you asking me and having me. I love this podcast. So when you asked me, I was like, fan girl moment.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to go and follow Lacey and her team over there. Her website and resources look amazing, and also that workout app. Let me know if you tried that one, because I totally want to try that. That workout app is there to help you make strength training and moving your body more accessible, more fun. And she is there with you each week training. So thank you so much for spending your time here with us on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.